Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you guys are listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week. Before we hop into this episode, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it to people who have never heard it before. So similar to how TikTok has its For You page, Instagram has its Explore page, these podcasting platforms share this out to people who have never seen it before because of the amount of positive and ratings and reviews that it gets. So it would mean the absolute world to me to help us grow. All right. Happy Monday, guys. I'm actually pre-recording this far in advance, so much so to the fact that a lot of what I'm going to be talking about today hasn't happened yet. But if you guys tuned into last week's episode, you know that I said I was going to be doing a big update kind of episode on what's going on. I recently put something on my Instagram as I'm recording this. It means that I put something up on my Instagram already that kind of has to do with something really, really big. And then by the time this episode is coming out, you guys would have already heard the news if you follow me on Instagram, TikTok, whatever. So I'm very excited to kind of just debrief and talk about it all. And then hopefully by the time I'm recording again after this, I can really talk about more of the details in like next week's like lift or whatever for the week. So very excited. I'm going to skip the lift of the week, this podcast, because like I said, I am pre-recording this so far in advance. I have a lot going on right now that kind of I already mentioned in the last episode where I'm, you know, going into different, just a completely new season of my life. So honestly, this entire episode is kind of lift of the week. But if you guys are new here, this is the Lifted Podcast. Obviously, if you clicked on the title, the name of the podcast is Lifted. So in the start of every episode, I share something that lifted me the last week, whether it be something going on in my life, something that, you know, is just really exciting, or a piece of scripture or a book I read or a product I'm using or anything like that going on that just kind of bettered me and, you know, lifted me the last week. So that's what I mean when I say I'm not going to share a lift of this week, because the whole episode is kind of a lift. So my media platforms have been growing a lot this last like month or two-ish. So I'm obviously very, very appreciative of that. And it's bringing on some really big changes in my life that I already knew I was going to be making, but it's just turning it all so real. And I'm really just trusting God's timing with it all, because it really just kind of working right now. And it's been absolutely incredible. And I'm, like I said, I'm recording this in the future of something really big, but I'm going to just dive into in detail of everything going on, starting from the first thing I announced up into things that I'm announcing in the future and yada, yada. So for the last year of my life, 2023 up until, you know, just now, I have been enrolled in the University of Florida. I finished a lot of credits when I was still in high school, so I have a bunch done already, and so I did a year of that, and I just announced that I'm not continuing there. I am withdrawing from the University of Florida, and this was not something that I took lightly, as it's, you know, a really big thing put in our society and world, and even just like my family, of like college is kind of like the way. But ever since like my junior year of high school, I really started to stray away from the whole university thing, because I knew that what I wanted to do had absolutely nothing to do with a degree, but it was just kind of like a safety net. And I'm in Florida, so Bright Futures was a big thing, and it was kind of just like a safety net of, well, I don't have to pay for it, so I might as well just, you know, spend the 4 years and get a degree. But, you know, at the end of the day, time is money, so even though I wasn't paying for my classes, I was paying with my time that I could have been putting towards, you know, what I actually wanted to be doing with my life. So that was a really big perspective change this year, and it's caused a lot of, like, mental, you know, blockage and a lot of fear that has come in and out, and a lot of prayer going on. But I've definitely led to the decision. And, you know, if I felt really, really called to do something for the last 2 years of my life, I think I would much rather be on my deathbed and be like, oh, you know, that sucks that didn't work out. than, you know, be on my deathbed, like, oh my gosh, like my life would have been completely different if only I would have tried this. So the first big major life update is that I am officially a college dropout. You know, what? Anyways, and I mentioned this in the last episode, but I am currently already a certified personal trainer, a certified nutrition coach, and a certified virtual coach. And I just got into a certification program that I am making great progress on already because I'm so passionate about it. So I'm just flying through the content and quizzes, and it's a women's health specialist kind of certification where it goes into, you know, the menstrual cycle, PCOS, endometriosis, and like pre and postnatal, postpartum, you know, all the different stages, all the way from like puberty up until like menopause, of how to just treat women and all of our hormones and what works for us differently than men. And also goes into, you know, psychological aspects like our relationship, body image, and our relationship with food, disordered eating, and body dysmorphia. So it's just really, really interesting. And it's something that I think is really going to help me pursue what I really love. So I've been keeping a really big secret, and it's going to feel so good to get this off of my chest. And I know by the time this episode is up, it would have already been on social media. But I've been holding on to this. Like, it's not yet announced, but I have been holding on to this since November of 2023. And that is the fact that I am packing up, getting out of my small town and moving to Tennessee, about 30 to 40 minutes east of Nashville. And I am just so, I don't even know how to describe the excitement level of this. Like, I've been holding on to it for so long, and I'm just so excited. So I was really getting burnt out on college, and I currently am a trainer at an Anytime Fitness in my town, and the owner of my gym also owns a ton of gyms in Tennessee. And I was talking to him about, you know, going away to college, and I was like, hey, like, I really, really love this industry, and I'm really not loving college, so I want to know if there's, you know, any sort of way that down the road, like, I don't want to stick in this town, but if I can continue working with you, because, you know, I really like the way he runs his gyms and how I get to go about my training and build a relationship with my clients. And he was just kind of like, well, what are you thinking? And we kind of talked, and he was letting me know that he has open positions in Tennessee and this really big gym, and it would be a big advancement for me. And my town in Florida is definitely a big retirement area. So my clientele right now is like half retirees, half younger people. He almost guaranteed that that's going to completely change once I get up to Tennessee, and that it's all going to be younger women that I get to train and work with and help. And I love my retirees, but, you know, obviously I'm able to connect more with a younger crowd. So that is kind of what fueled this decision. And also, if you guys follow me on socials, you've seen my boyfriend before. You know, I don't post him like every day, but he's definitely in a decent amount of my content, and he has so selflessly decided and committed to coming along with me. And I'm so excited to like just embark this new journey of our lives, as well as our best friend is also coming with us. So we're getting an apartment, and we're just really changing our lives and just taking a huge step. So really, really big changes, a lot of energy buildup and a lot of momentum going on. I've been really, really into energy work recently, and, you know, scarcity mindset, and, you know, taking those big leaps and trusting yourself and trusting God that He has a plan. And if He puts something on your heart, like, it's there for a reason. So just so much recently has been just like so built up, and I'm seeing it unfold right now. And the reason I'm talking about this now is just because actually, the day that this podcast is coming out is the day I'm back home from Tennessee, and we are going up to tour apartments and sign a lease to hopefully move up in August. I really hope this, you know, after we go tour, that we find one that we really, really love. We have about like four that we really like from online viewing, and so those are the like four we're going to tour, and it's just really exciting. And we have in mind, like, right now I can say that we're planning like a mid-August move, but obviously if there's not a lease ready to sign for that date, like, we're gonna see what they have. So make sure you follow my socials to be updated on that stuff. Yeah, it's just all really, really exciting. So I am going to remain an in-person personal trainer. If you are in the Tennessee area, hit me up. Obviously not the entire state of Tennessee, but I'll release more details as I kind of get to that point. But I'll be continuing doing in-person training as well as launching online coaching. Now, by the time this episode is up, I don't believe online coaching is going to be released yet. If it is, it's just a Google form getting you ready to prepare, because I am in the works right now of a website and, you know, different training platforms and testing the waters with which one I truly love and I think would be the most user-friendly for both myself and clients. So through my growth in social media, I've been getting a lot of DMs asking if I do coaching, especially with my niche topic that I've kind of gotten onto. So right now my plan is to both offer coaching for just, you know, fitness and health, and also a lot more of just like women's health. So if you want me to build your workouts around your cycle, if you want help with tracking your cycle and bettering your period and diet, like, that is what I'm going to go into. And I am so passionate about helping people, and I truly love what I do right now in person and the impact that I see physical health just makes on people. Even like my retirees coming in after doctor appointments and saying like, my blood pressure is so much better, and, you know, like, my bone density, like, one of my clients said from like 6 months of training with me, like, her bone density went up 13%, and she's an 84-year-old woman, and it just melts my heart. So So the ability to have a larger reach that I can online coach people from across the country is going to just fulfill me. And I knew that this is something that I wanted to do, but now that I'm seeing it become a reality has been absolutely insane to me. And I'm just, like I said, it's just a lot of like bottled up momentum right now and emotion and energy. And it's like coming out right now. I'm here for it. I am also in the works of creating different programs and digital products such as guidebooks. I have two right now in mind, one of them being a, you know, your perfect kind of period guidebook, where right now I can say what I'm working on is there is sections on every single phase of the menstrual cycle, what they need and what they mean and what is going on in your body. Cycle syncing in terms of workouts, cycle syncing in terms of diet, cycle syncing in terms of lifestyle, period do's and don'ts, non-toxic period products, as well as, you know, the energy stuff of like releasing the shame around your menstrual cycle and all that stuff. So these are all products that I plan on putting out. That's going to be one product. So you're going to get all of that in that one little digital product. This is why I'm in the works of a website, so I can put coaching, my podcast, everything on that website, as well as a full kind of, I plan on calling it something along the, actually, I don't even know if I can release titles, because not that I think anyone from this podcast is going to try to copy it, because, you know, I'm not at that level, but, you know, something like a complete wellness guide. I have a really good title idea that I guess I'm not going to share, but it's going to go into like nervous system stuff, gut health stuff, you know, energy stuff, all of that. So I'm so excited to get all this stuff in the works. Like, I've kept it so under the wraps, and I'm just, like, it's just pooling out of me. So if this is the first podcast episode of mine that you're stumbling across, this might not be the best one to kind of get into what I do. So if you want to check out some other episodes, I am really, really into hormonal health and wellness. If you go towards the start of my podcast, it is going to be a lot of mental stuff and weight loss stuff. I went through about a 50-pound weight loss myself, got into the gym, struggled with eating disorders, and still, you know, have my little body issue bumps in the road. But just wellness is something I'm so passionate about, and I've learned so much along the journey that if I would have known from the start, would have shaved a good year off of my journey. And so that's what I'm so passionate about, helping other people. Especially, I've gotten really into the world of, you know, women's health and hormonal health and menstrual cycle health and, you know, all of that stuff. So I'm just, that's what I'm here for. That's my platform. If you guys are new here and haven't heard anything from me, my TikTok is definitely my most popular. Right now, I'm sitting at about 26,000 on there. So, you know, really grateful for that. That's recently gotten to that point where I was stuck at about like 16,000 about, you know, a month ago. So things have really started to grow. My Instagram, all that. So just, if you want to find my platforms, they're all in the description. I post on YouTube occasionally. Once I move, I do plan on making that more of a priority, because right now I am still at home. So, you know, vlogging with like the family life isn't really something that I'm new. So when we have our own place, I plan on really making YouTube a top content platform as well, because it's a place where you can really get to see more of someone, just like podcasting. Whereas, you know, Instagram and TikTok is a lot shorter and more like informative, where this platform and YouTube, you can get a lot more of my personality and really get to know me. So yeah. So I wasn't trying to make this episode a super long episode. I actually have to go to work. Just kind of really wanted to hop on here and just share absolutely insane life updates going on. So that is pretty much going to wrap up this episode. I am beyond grateful for everything coming my way, and things I don't know about yet, and things that have already happened, and things that I think are going to happen, and just really trusting my intuition and my relationship with God to guide me to where exactly I need to be. And the fact that this has been on my heart for so long, that it's not going to lead me wrong. And if it is, it's all going to be a learning experience. I truly believe everything happens for a reason. So I'm just beyond ready. So yeah, we're just going to leave that episode there. I really hope you guys enjoyed. Check out my other socials. Leave this podcast a rating and review. It helps us grow, like I said in the beginning. And yeah, I'm going to leave you all there. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or someone else up. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.